welcome to the Wealthy Coach podcast, where I teach you how to become wealthy AF in your business, your mindset, your coaching, and your life. I'm your host, Kendra Perry. I am a former functional health coach turned online business mentor for health coaches, practitioners, and professionals. I'm here to help you grow the online business of your dreams by teaching you the strategy, the tech, and by helping you cultivate the mindset you need to be a badass health entrepreneur. I'm blunt, I'm to the point, and I'll probably drop an F-bomb or two. So fasten your seatbelts and get ready to become wealthy AF. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to the Wealthy Coach podcast. If you're tuning in for the very first time, I'm Kendra Perry. I am the founder of Health Coach Accelerator, and my mission is to help health coaches and practitioners hit 10K per month, at least, in their business without using paid advertising and without having to fuck around with a fancy website. Now, just a note, I'm actually just getting over COVID and I seem to have a lot of like lingering frog throat. So if my voice seems a little bit hoarse or if it starts to get progressively hoarse towards the end of this episode, that's what's going on. So just bear with me. But today I have a really good, enlightening, possibly depressing episode for you. I want to talk about a conversation that I very, very often have more than I would like to on Instagram. And specifically, I'm thinking about a direct message conversation that I had with a coach just a couple weeks ago. And so I do my best to start conversations with pretty much everyone who follows me as much as I possibly can. And usually I reach out and I introduce myself and then I'll at some point ask what the biggest challenge that person is having in their business. It's a great way for me to learn, can I help this person? And it's also a really great technique for market research and learning more about my ideal client. This particular follower said something along the lines of this, I'm paraphrasing, I'm getting burned out from discovery calls. No one is saying yes. My program is $300, so I think it's not affordable for people. My plan is to create a digital course. This actually really hurts my heart, but I wanted to know more. So I asked her why was she planning to create a digital course? And she said, so more people can buy at a cheaper price of maybe $100. So then I asked her what her current income goal was, and she told me $5,000 per month. Now, this conversation is pretty common. I have this often, and it actually just completely breaks my heart and my soul because the business model that this person is talking about doing is destined to fail, and it's actually entirely impossible for them to make it work. But I totally understand why they think this way and where this line of thinking comes from. So first question is, if you've been unable to sell a one-on-one program at $300, why do you think you could sell a digital course at $100? Because it may sound counterintuitive, but lower ticket products are actually way harder to sell than higher ticket. And again, I know that seems really counterintuitive and you're like, well, isn't it easier to sell cheaper things? It's actually not even a little bit. And really what it comes down to is traffic. So the amount of people who land on a sales page or follow you on social media or come in through ads. The cheaper that you sell something, the higher volume of traffic you actually need coming into your business. So if you want to make $5,000 a month and you're selling something at $100, you're going to need a way higher volume of people coming into your business than if you were to sell something at $1,000. Just to make this really clear, we're going to crunch some numbers. When you sell a $100 course, it obviously doesn't make sense to sell off a discovery call. You're going to be relying on selling directly from a sales page. And what is a good sales page conversion? And when I say sales page conversion, I mean the amount of people or the percentage of people who will buy based on the number of people who land on that page. And a good sales page conversion, or let's say an average sales page conversion, can be anywhere from 1% to 5%. Now, I'll be totally transparent. I've had sales page conversions as high as 12%, but that is after years of learning how to write sales page copy and even hiring copywriters and designers to do those things for me, and also after years of testing as to what actually works with my audience. The truth is, conversion copywriting. So copywriting, meaning that writing a sales page, which has the intention to convert people, is an incredibly hard skill. It is the hardest skill that you will learn in your business for most people, and it takes years to master. So more than likely, as someone who isn't a copywriter, you will probably have closer to a 1% conversion. And like I said, this is really typical for newbies. And again, only if the page is written effectively. So you could actually have a 0% conversion because maybe the copy just doesn't resonate with your audience. So what that means, if you have a 1% sales page conversion, if you want to make $5,000 per month from a $100 course, that means you need to sell 50 courses per month. And maybe you're like, well, that's not that bad. 50 courses doesn't seem like a lot. That's something I could do. Well, let's just keep crunching some numbers, okay? So in order to make 50 sales per month, how many people actually need to land on that sales page if you have a 1% conversion? It's a very simple mathematical equation. We're going to divide 50 by 0.01. And what that equals is 5,000 people. So if you were to times 5,000 people by 0.01 or 1%, that would be 50 sales per month. 5,000 people are going to need to land on your sales page in order for you to sell 50 courses and make $5,000 a month. Where, my friend, are those 5,000 people actually coming from? Where are they coming from? Now, the person in question I was speaking to had about 300 Instagram followers. And based on the Instagram algorithm, typically only about 1% to 2% of people actually see your content. So really, if 1% of people of your 300 followers are seeing your content, that means 30 people, maybe as many as 60 people are actually seeing your content. Seriously, like, where are these 5,000 people coming from? Now, how about your email list? How many people would you need to have on your email list in order to get 5,000 people to a sales page? Because maybe you're like, well, I have 2,000 people on my email list. Okay, great. But did you know that a good click-through rate, and when I say click-through rate, I mean the number of people who see an email who are actually going to click on the link in the email. So it's 2%. Let's just assume that all 5,000 people are actually going to open the email, which is not going to happen, by the way. A good email open rate is 20 to 30%. But let's just say everyone is going to see the email. And the click-through rate is 2%. That means you need 250,000 people to open an email and click in order to get 5,000 views on your sales page. So my friend, do you have 250,000 people on your email list? No, I don't have 250,000 people on my email list. I'm not even close. So how are you going to get those people? Let's say you're going to run ads to a freebie to build your list. Well, an average cost per email subscriber with Facebook ads in the health and wellness space is about $5 per lead. You can definitely get it cheaper than that. You could maybe get it at $2.50 a lead. So let's just be really generous and let's pretend that you are going to get a $2 subscriber cost. Okay, this is, again, being really generous. So we need 250,000 people on our email list, $2 cost per lead. So we need to pay $500,000 in order to get those 250 people on our email list. But wait. Your course is selling for $100 and you want to get 50 people to purchase so you can make $5,000 a month. So it's going to cost you $500,000 to make $5,000 per month. How does that make sense? You're going to have to spend $500,000 to make $5,000. The problem is it doesn't make sense. And this will never work, either organically or with paid traffic. It doesn't make sense and it will not work. The only way for you to make money with a small audience or a lower ads budget is with a high ticket program. It is the only way. So the problem isn't that this person's program is too expensive at $300. It's not. That's actually so incredibly underpriced that I don't even have words for it. $300 is way too low for any coaching program. The problem is that this person likely lacks a profitable niche, an effective message, and sales skills. Anytime you hear the money objection, it's not about the money. It's never about the money. Money objections are the most common objection, regardless of what you are charging. She could drop her price to $50, and some people would still say it's too expensive. It's never about the money. It's always about the perceived value. Back when I was in my mid-20s, I had a roommate total my car, essentially, and basically drive the car while it was overheating for like 100 kilometers until the engine seized and broke. So I got the car towed, or the truck towed, and the mechanic called me and told me it was going to cost $2,500 for me to replace my engine. Now, this was when I was in my early 20s. I was on unemployment insurance because I was working in forestry and I had to get laid off in the winter. And so I would make $1,600 a month on unemployment. And my mechanic wanted $2,500 from me, which I did not have. So did I just let my car go? Did I just write it off and decide not to have a vehicle? No. I got fucking innovative. I got resourceful. And I figured out how to get that $2,500. Now, how did I do that? Why did I do that? Well, it's because the perceived value of the vehicle was way more than $2,500. I lived in a small town and I needed a car. I wanted to go to the ski hill. I wanted to go on adventures. I wanted to have freedom. And that freedom and convenience was worth way more than $2,500. And so I made it work. The people of whom you are speaking to, who are interested in working with you, have access to money. I understand that there's people in this world that do not have access to money, but this is not the people of whom you are talking to. They do have access to money, and if they see value in what you are offering, they're going to pay the money. They're going to figure out how to make it work. They're going to take out a line of credit. They're going to ask for help from their partner, from their parent. They're going to ask for a raise. They're going to ask for a paycheck advance. There are so many different ways that people can get resourceful and get the money to pay for your program. Okay. So when you are hearing the money objection, just know it's not about the money. It's typically about two things. The first one we just talked about, perceived value. They don't understand how the value of your program is more than the price you are asking. They don't understand how the value of your program is more than the price you are asking. That is the first reason, and that always comes down to your sales skills. If you learn how to better sell your program, how to actually talk about it in a way that really dials in the value, because my friend, what you're offering is transformation. If people come through your program, they can literally change their entire life. They can live longer, they can be happier, they can feel better, they can improve their relationships, they can have more energy, they can sleep better, they can have a much higher quality of life. And I'm sorry, but that is worth way more than $300. That is worth way more than $3,000. That is even worth more than $10,000. That's like fucking invaluable, okay? The second reason is fear, because there is a really good chance that this person has worked with another coach before. Or they've tried something before, whether it's working with a coach or whether it's investing maybe in a course or some ebook and they failed or they didn't follow through. And so they're afraid that they're going to fail or they're afraid that they're not going to be able to make the required change to see the result. There's so much fear that comes into taking the step into transformation. So we can resolve this issue by one, actually learning how to sell, and two, learning how to coach people who are dealing with fear. Because when it comes to high ticket, the conversion rates don't change much when you raise your prices. So I know it's counterintuitive, but that's why it's actually easier to sell high ticket versus lower ticket, because the conversion is the same. But instead of having to find thousands of people to buy something at a lower price point, when you have a small audience, you only need to convert a smaller amount of people. If you have a small audience, and by small audience, I mean like under 50,000 followers and under 10,000 people on your email list, just as an example. So the only way to be successful and make 10K a month and beyond is with high ticket. Okay, so let's crunch some numbers again. For example, let's say you have a $3,000 program, and let's say you have 1,000 people on your email list. That means that based on that 2% click-through rate, that 20 people are going to book calls from that 1,000 people on your email list when you send an email. And a good close rate on a sales call is about 30%. I think you can get it much higher, but we'll just go with like industry average, which is 30%. So that means 6 of those 20 people who book calls are going to say yes and buy your program. Your program is $3,000. My friend, that is $18,000. That is $18,000. $18,000. Should I say it again? $18,000. Okay. So even if you paid for every one of those email subscribers with something like Facebook or Instagram ads, with that average cost of lead, let's just again be generous, $2 per lead, it's $2,000. So even if you paid $2,000 to acquire those subscribers, you're still making $16,000. $16,000. So this is why in Health Coach Accelerator, I help students build a high ticket offer. Because it doesn't make sense to sell low ticket when you don't have an audience. And almost every single person who is coming to me only has a few hundred email subscribers or a few hundred Instagram followers. Very few people are coming to me with bigger followings. And even then, even the people who come to me with 10,000, 30,000, 40,000 followers, they still need to sell high ticket. It is your ticket to freedom. A high ticket program is your ticket to freedom. And when I say high ticket, I'm talking about at least $1,000. Now, I know people get really freaked out when I say high ticket. They think I'm talking about $5,000, $10,000, and that would be great. I think that is definitely something to aim for, but I want people to start at about $1,000 and go from there. I don't want you to start charging a price that if you feel completely uncomfortable selling and that you can't even say without your voice cracking. We just want you to start somewhere that you can say the price comfortably and then go up from there. But I always want my students to aim for at least $3,000 and ideally $5,000. Now, again, they don't need to get there right away. And sometimes it takes a year or two to feel comfortable raising your prices to that amount. But the take-home message here is the only way for you to make money with a small audience and a small list is with high ticket. Is the only way. If you want to make an income that doesn't keep you below the poverty line, then you have to sell high ticket. You cannot sell low ticket. When your first couple years in business, it's guaranteed that you have a small audience and it just doesn't make sense to sell something low ticket. I don't think it makes any sense to sell anything under $1,000. And I think $1,000 is still too low, but that's what I like people to start with. And then we move up from there. Okay. And if you are a practitioner who is utilizing labs, your functional health practitioner, that $1,000 is your take-home cost. It does not include labs. So let's say you're paying $500 for labs, then your program is going to want to start at $1,500 because that $500 isn't yours and it goes to paying the labs. So I hope what you've gotten from this podcast is that low ticket doesn't make sense. It will never make sense. Okay. It will never make sense. And something I should have talked about earlier, but I forgot to, is that typically when you're selling a course for $100, you will end up with a lot of refund requests. Because with health and wellness, people need support. They need to be able to ask questions. They need to be able to get coaching because health is so unique. Even if you are somehow able to make $5,000 a month with your $100 course, you might have a refund rate of 20 to 30%. Most people I know who have low ticket product businesses where they're selling low ticket courses have incredibly high refund requests. It just doesn't make sense. High ticket is the only way for you to make a good living, for you to have extra money to do the things that you want to do, regular vacations, saving for retirement, and for you to have freedom and not to be working 50, 60, 70 hours a week in your business to try to make almost no money. Okay, cool. Are we on the same page? I hope so. All right, my friend, that is all I've got for this episode. If you love this podcast, I would absolutely love it if you could leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. If you are an iPhone user, you can just simply do that through the Apple Podcast app. If you are an Android user, it's a little bit trickier. You have to go into iTunes on your desktop and then search for the Wealthy Coach Podcast and leave a review there. Now, if that's too much effort, I totally hear you. I know it's a lot. All I ask is that you make sure that you are subscribed to this podcast. You hit that subscribe button and then you download the most recent 3 episodes. That alone is an incredible way for you to support the show. So if you love all the episodes that I bring to you, that will literally take you 30 seconds to do. All right, my friend, I will see you next Monday, same time, same place, where I help you become wealthy AF.